Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's Obehave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Obehave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our very, very special guest today shares something in common with Justin Bieber, Beth Stern, and are you ready for it? Dog biscuits. Now, for six decades, our guest has wowed audiences all over the world with his unparalleled mentalist powers. As for me, about the only thing I can accurately predict with 100% confidence is that you will have a great time tuning into the show today. I want us all to give pause and applause to the one, the only, the amazing Kreskin. Welcome to the show.
Arden, that is, my God, at my memorial service, I have to have you speak. You know, that was a great introduction. And it's nice that you mentioned Betty White, because through the years, even in the past, when, you know, she and her husband, they were doing the quiz show, and so they're very good people, and boy, does she love animals, huh?
Oh, she sure does. The amazing Kreskin does, too.
Yeah.
We're here
with you.
Yeah, because here's the deal, folks. You're in for a real special treat. Oh, I said that word. Treat. All the dogs are going, what? The amazing Kreskin will reveal the connection he has with celebrity Justin Bieber and Beth Stern and dog biscuits right after we pay for this show by taking a commercial break. So you know the drill. Sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Obehave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Obehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. Our special guest today is the amazing Kreskin. I always wanted to say it like that. Da-da-da-da! Da-da-da-da!
You know, I never, Arden, I never really intended to use the title amazing. It's an interesting segue how in my career, because I've traveled the world, and American Airlines, who did 2 years ago the story for their flight magazine, the gal traveled with me on the flights that were on their airlines in different areas. But the estimate now is that I have flown in my career a little over 3 million miles. And 3 million miles is, they tell me, more than many pilots have ever flown. So I've seen all audiences. But years ago, I only used the term Kreskin because legally, I took it from Kresge and made the original name Kreskin. And I'm going on flights. I'm in line going on a plane or coming off a plane. And people aren't coming off the plane or going on or saying, hi, amazing. Hi, amazing. I said to my road manager, and, yeah, that's nice. They probably saw me on Carson in those days. It was an earlier time in history and so forth. And I said, that's kind of nice. And then it got to be so confident. I know, what the heck's going on? It turns out at Carson, I did 88 Carson shows, which is kind of a record. But
oh my gosh.
At the same time, it turns out that Carson had a routine with Ed McMahon that, because I was traveling, and a lot of times I didn't get to see the show at night or the night before I was going to be on. And he had a routine. He says, you know, Ed, Kreskin was on with 2-3 weeks ago. He's 90% amazing. And Ed McMahon said, no, Johnny, it was 98% amazing. And they made this a routine. And that's where people were calling me that. So what could I do? On my credit card, it's T.A. Kreskin. And I'm letting it out. The A stands for amazing. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh. I love your credit card name. That's the best. Now, just for our 900,000 listeners, if you'd like to give the numbers and the CVN code and when, you know, it expires, that's fine, too.
Oh, my God. You know, and what's your producer's name, that gentleman's name we spoke to?
Oh, he is the amazing Mark Winter from, also like
guy.
You,
and
New
you know,
Jersey.
What I like about him, and you folks listening in will understand this, what I like about him is that most of the time, folks, he is sober, so it's good that there's lucidity. You know, I often kid an audience, say, you know, I hope I can help with my drinking problem, thinking, Arden, sooner or later it's going to be in some gossip column that I've been together. But nobody believes me. They see a cranberry juice. Maybe I have a glass of wine once in a while. If I had more than that, you'd be carrying me on a stretcher. But, you know, it's nice to talk to you. And I got to tell you, I can explain now why you mentioned Justin Bieber
Yes, I know. You know, we've got some very curious listeners. This is a show that goes all over the world. And they're like,
sure.
What? It's a really fun celebrity equation, algebra equation. What do the amazing Kreskin, Justin Bieber, and Beth Stern, yes, that same gal that does a lot for pets and is married to Howard Stern, have in common?
I've done lots of commercials for pets and the protection of pets and so forth. But, you know, it was a cute idea to have the dog biscuit competition where people would have pictures taken eating a dog biscuit. And I suggested Justin Bieber because he's got to have some kind of nutrition in that system of his. No, he's a good guy.
You've been kind of mentoring Justin Bieber.
I've been suggesting, you're right.
Yeah, with your mentalist powers for a couple of years.
And by the way, in case of Beth Stern, I'm looking right now here in the office. There's calendars and so much she keeps sending me. You know, I got to tell you something about her. And I've known Howard for years, but something about her, she even, and I'm not kidding folks listening in, she even a few weeks ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, drove out of the town where she lives into another town to help nurture a dog that had been injured and what have you. Now, what does that say about it? You know, I say this all the time because even though everyone knows me as a thought reader, a mentalist, this is not a magic act that I do under certain conditions. I can tune on people's thoughts. I tell you, and my degree years ago was in psychology, but the truth of the matter is, forget about all the psychology tests. You want to know something about a person, see how they treat animals, and it will give
Amen.
You insight into the kind of people. And I mean that seriously. Just see how they treat animals, because we're supposed to be sharing this earth. We're not owning this earth. I'm going to tell you folks something, and I'm not going to say where, but every day we feed about a dozen deer. And the deer trust us so much that some of the deer come up to the person who's feeding them within 2 feet of them. Boy, does that say something about, I love animals. And so we have this dog biscuit thing. By the way, I got to be honest, because I don't play games. I had for a video a dog biscuit, a peanut butter one.
Yes.
Now, the next one I will have will be about 2,000 years from now. I'm glad the dogs like it. It was it was an experience. But you know what it says? And even though I didn't care for it, and I chomped at it and ate half the dog biscuit, it says this: I love animals, including dogs, so much that I would do this and almost anything in support of them, because they are beautiful, beautiful creatures. And I have to tell you this. And I'm going to share this because you deal with all kinds of animals, don't you, on your show on the station?
Right now, amazing, Kreskin, I have in my studio right now 5 dogs and 1 very cool dog-like orange tabby named Casey, and they're all listening to you.
Oh, my God, you got 6 of them in the... you know something? I'm going to tell you
something. I got the mute button on them. I found the mute button. You may be a mentalist, but I'm a pet behaviorist. I got the mute button, baby.
You know something? I would...
I found the hush puppy.
Anyone who knows me knows I would come in that studio and sit with them for
well,
the
they
next
would love
45
you.
Minutes. You know, I also have had my parents always, we had one dog, always sat next to my father in the car when my father drove. Everyone in town knew him because there was Carney sitting next to him. And I, the story behind this is I was in Los Angeles dealing with some commercial people because I did a commercial called the Affleck commercial years ago, and it became the second rated commercial that year in the industry. Well, I had fun with it, but at the same time, I'm visiting this gentleman from the Milton Bradley Company. It was a game that I created, and I'm at his place, and there's this dog, and the dog, I said, oh, he's such a beautiful, I love the brown furry and so on. And he says, oh, my mother passed away, and I have the dog, and he showed the importance of his household. He put the importance on the dog, then he has a youngster and his wife. He put them in that order. The dog. So anyway, the dog kept coming over to me, and I said, you know, I travel endlessly. I'm only home 4 days a month, which is about the average amount of time. I said, you know, I don't know how my parents, they haven't had a pet for a while, what to do. And then he kept coming over to me, and I said, I wish I could have him, but Chet, I can't. So we ended our gather, our meeting, and the next day I went on to where I was going. I flew home. I got home. I swear to God, folks, it's true. I picked up the phone. I called Jalee, and I said, Chet, send him. I can't go. I can't go without him. You send him here to Newark Airport. He said, I said, yes, we'll take care of him. My folks will take care of him. So I go to the airport, and it's a busy, busy day, and it's ironic because I'm not flying out. And the dogs out there, they said, no, Kreskin, you got to go to the luggage area, special luggage area. There's mobs of people there, and they're bringing out cases. And I hear someone say, oh, what a beautiful guy opened this case. And way across the other side of this gigantic airport room, this dog jumps up, and I say to him, oh, I call him, and he goes through the entire crowd and comes up and sits with me. And that was beginning of a long relationship. What a beautiful... He went through the whole crowd and came to me.
Well, that's a smart dog. And folks, we are speaking with the amazing Kreskin, and he's here because you know this guy. As he said, he's been on Johnny Carson 88 times. Let me just share a couple things.
Yeah.
You predicted who would win the 2012 presidential election, right, 18 months in advance.
It was on Jimmy Fallon's show 1.5 years before a package was sealed and given to him, and then another broadcaster, and then a newsman in L.A., and so forth. But I also predicted, not the last one, but the two previous Super Bowls. And in the case of the second Super Bowl, it was 3 days before,
yep,
and on Fox television, I named the score, the winning score. We had a party the day after, what have you. But I got to tell you something. One of the most dramatic things that ever happened in my life was, about 6-8 years ago in Canada, they came to me and said, would you predict, because I tour Canada about 10 weeks a year. I said, you know, I don't know much about Canadian politics. Would you give me a few days just to study and get a feel? So the prime minister was running again for office. And I said, all right, I'm going to bring it to you. I don't want to make it public because the public is going to judge me as an entertainer taking sides. Can you put it in a safe somewhere? Well, I'll tell you where they put it, Arden. And I swear it up. On the CTV network, they put it on the floor in front of the desk of the main news show, 6 o'clock news, for 29 days. People, the reporter kept saying, this is the Kreskin prediction. So the final day, they threw me back in. It turns out President Bush's, one of his writers, heard about this and said, I'm going to fly to Canada and be there when they open this. I'm so fascinated. They brought me on their Today show, which is a different title. And I wasn't near them. I stayed at the other end of the stage. But they opened the package, and I correctly predicted who would win. And in the middle of them reading the successful prediction, like a jerk, I said, you know, if this government ever collapses from a scandal or something, it'll be, and I think I said something like 22 months. I'm not sure exactly the amount. It'll be in 22 months, and he'll never be reelected again. And I went silent, and they went to a break. I went over to the producer.
No.
In Arden, you don't bust what a success you have and suddenly put yourself in jeopardy. Why would I? I said, I don't know what the hell the matter be. Why did I say that? I don't know. They said, Kreskin, don't worry. We're getting calls from all over the country. They're saying, what did he say? He said, you've lit up the switchboard. I forgot about
gosh.
It. Some time later, I came home from a trip. I came into this house, and I was alone when I got out of my car. My road manager drove home. I went up to my office, and the message machine is blinking like anything. There were 80-some phone calls. They were from the press in Canada. the prime minister and the government had collapsed, and I was only off by 5 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not a psychic.
I know you're not. You're a mentalist. Yeah. And there's a difference between that. And we need to pay for the show quickly. I'm making a prediction. My producer's saying, please take a commercial break and come back with the amazing Kreskin. Right. We got to pay for the show. Everybody, you know the drill. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Want to know who the latest trendsetters are in Hollywood? How about Irish setters? Find out who's been spotted with Spot, chowing with her chow, and shopping for Gucci with their Poochie. Get the scoop on all the latest celebrity pet patter right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And the amazing Kreskin. You want to read my thoughts? I predict you're going to have quite a time listening to the OBA show on Pet Life Radio featuring Arden Moore.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBA. Here's Arden.
Hey guys, we're back. It's the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I want this guy on for 24/7. This guy, the amazing Kreskin, knows what he's doing. He talked about the Baltimore Ravens winning the Super Bowl in 2013, and he even predicted how many points they would score, 34.
That's right.
And I got to tell you, I'm an ex-sports writer who's covered a couple Super Bowls. So if I'm ever in an office pool, I'm going to give you a ringy-dingy.
You know what? Let me tell you how my friends are. Let me tell you my so-called friends. They're saying, Kreskin,
just
a few predictions. Just give us a few numbers for this week. I'm going to blow their money. I can't read the thoughts of a machine, but when there's teams involved and when there's players involved, hey, I'm very proud of this because I'm an entertainer, but I'm not involved in sports as an authority. Do you know, it's ironic because I know very little about boxing, but I dated a gal years ago whose father was a boxing instructor in the school system here in New Jersey, but I knew nothing about it, and I only saw amateur boxers. I don't advise it. It's a tough thing. When your head is hit with a blow, the brain does bounce, and there could be damage done, which is why I don't want to go into why, but my theory is most of the people in Congress have been boxers, and that's the reason for their behavior. But anyway, getting back...
I like that. Let's get back to it, because I do think we need to kind of make it clear to people what you're doing with the SPCA serving Erie County in New York. It is called the Dog Biscuit Challenge. It's similar to what was happening with the Ice Bucket Challenge for folks with ALS. So tell us about how you got involved with... This is the second oldest SPCA on the planet, and they're trying to raise money and get homes for great dogs and cats, and they made you eat a breeding. I saw the video of you eating a dog biscuit.
Let me tell you this. I'm very flattered and honored in this way that they nominated me as a celebrity to kind of showcase. I'm very flattered about this because it is true. I speak about animals all the time, and I have a tremendous passion, and we will not go into that. Let's not describe that dentist who shot that lion in another part of the world. I don't even want to talk about it, but I agree.
Let's talk about the positive, the ones that are making a difference.
At the same time, when you realize that and by the way, folks listening in, because we want this to go national, even though it was a local SPCA group that came to me with this, we're wanting this to go national because I will say this, with all the problems and all the troubles and the pressures, and I have a new book coming out, which I'd love to discuss on your show.
It's
my 20th book. It's unlike anything I have ever written in my life. I'm not even letting the public or the press know what it's about now, but I'd like to discuss it. But we have great trauma in the world right now. We have great dangers. We have unsettlement in our country. And I want you folks to understand that one of the things that holds a society together is a family and the extension of the family. And if you look in the past, many families always had a pet animal as part of their family. And my suggestion, by the way, is, and I'm not saying you have to do this, because I've got to share this with you now, and it's going to be very hard for me to talk about this, but I've had a number of cats as well, because they can take care of each other as such, and I had a picture taken with Pugsy 3 weeks ago, who was 15 years old and one of the most priceless animals I've ever had because of the veterinarian said, Creskin, he must think he's a dog. Every time I kissed this beautiful creature on the back of the head, even if he was sleeping, he'd wake up and lick me back and always respond. And unfortunately, 2.5 weeks ago, he passed away, but he gave me 15 years.
That's right.
Great love.
Think of that. You're celebrating his life. And what did he look like? What did Bugsy look like? What was his markings?
He was gray. He's about 12, 15 pounds. He was a big fellow. And when I came home and walked into the family room, he jumped up on my lap and put his head against my left shoulder and his back of his head against my face and waited for me to pet him and kiss him. And then I swear to God, after 10 minutes, he got off of me and caught his leg on my left leg. I had to pick him up, put him on my right side on the couch, and lay him on the side. He waited for me to put my entire arm and the weight of my shoulder on him, and that's the way he slept. I swear to God.
Nice.
So if you folks don't believe that animals don't have feelings, you look up these animals that have been left aside and strayed aside and that need some care, because I'm not sure who will benefit more from the care, they or you. And I suspect it's going to be you and your family. You want to treat young people how to relate to others. Have a couple of animals in the household.
Now, that's well said, and people of all ages, backgrounds can benefit by the power of the paw. The folks, I want you to listen to what the amazing Creskin is telling you. This is called the Dog Biscuit Challenge. It is brought to you by the SPCA serving Erie County in New York, and you can actually go on a couple of websites. I want you to go to one called yoursPCA.org. That's yoursPCA.org. And then there's also on Facebook, they've got the Dog Biscuit Challenge. And last but certainly not least, please go to the AmazingCreskin.com website, for gosh sakes. Did you think,
You'll see a picture. And by the way, you'll see that the dog biscuits, there are still pictures of that gigantic dog.
You ate one of the biggest biscuits. You've had celebrities like Buffalo Bills coach Rex Ryan. You've had a whole group of firefighters. Yeah. You even had a little boy named Mikey and a cartoonist who won a Pulitzer named Adam Zyglis eat these biscuits. Now, what's the progress report on Bess Stern and Justin Bieber? Are they going to
released the message to them actually yesterday morning or the night before.
Okay.
I just came back. I know Beth Stern, and I'm sure she'll come through because she's passionate. Now I'm going to tell you something that is going to stun you, and someday I'll make arrangements. I want you to talk to this man. He's my attorney. His name is Lawrence Rose, and every time he hears of a dog injury, he rushes out in the middle of the night. He has living at his house some 52 animals.
Wow.
And sees and finds homes and what have you, because that is the care that people, I'm not saying anyone should imitate in that way, but what does that tell you about a person of that quality in life that he is, I don't know how he does this. In the middle of the night, he's called. He will drive out and pick up an animal on the street and bring it to his house and care for it and get medical care, and then try to find a home. So there's 40 to 52, and I've been in this house. It's not messy. It's an expensive house. Everyone is taken care of. One day he was going to Holland, and I said, you and your lady friend are going. Where are you going to vacation? He said, I'm not going to vacation. One of the dogs I found has a bad back. The best doctor to take care of it is in Holland. What does that tell you
about a man
who has a wealthy job? And how is that not a special human being on this earth?
No, that is definitely the way we all should behave. And I have to ask you this, because you have done so much in your life. I read something like you even have a website that determines that at this time of this show being recorded right now, you are 29,202 days old.
I'm 80 years old, and I'm only home 4 days a month, and not last year.
Wow.
The year before, if you counted every radio, TV, and public concert I did, no exaggeration, I did year before last, in 1 year, exactly 864 appearances around the world.
Bravo, bravo. But you know what? You make a distinction. You're coming from the heart and you're coming from your head, but you're definitely not the other H word, which is, and I want you to explain to people, because you know what I'm going to say, you're a mentalist. You're not a hypnotist. So tell us the difference.
Let me tell you what it is. My life is this, and when people see me on television, and they can go on my webpage, and they can go on YouTube, because there's some 30 different television appearances I've made. If someone in the audience, whether it's a nightclub in Las Vegas, or a Coliseum, Minnesota State Fair, 11,000 people, or a private corporate affair, let's say someone is thinking, oh, let me give an example. Last year in a casino in Vegas, I said, someone's thinking two names. This elderly man stood up, and I said, what do the names mean to you? He says, Kreskin, my wife and I are here in Vegas. We're on vacation. They were some other part of the country. But we were just, those are our two dogs. We love them dearly. Dog, they love them dearly. I said, did you say to your wife, I wonder if Kreskin can give me my army number? And Arden, he slammed his fist down on the small nightclub table. He says, my God, he said, yes, but we're not staying here. We're at this hotel, but another hotel. And I said that to my wife while we were eating. And that we weren't, wasn't even here. I said, does anybody else know your number? And people listening in who are in the Army, you gals and guys,
yeah,
you never tell anybody your number. He says, I don't think I've even discussed it, but you never forget it. He says, I don't think anybody else knows it. Arden, in the next 2 minutes, I gave him all the digits of his Army serial number, and he was in World War II. That's a
wow.
Now,
wow.
If he did not know it, if he did not know it, I could not tell him. I could tell him he was thinking, can you tell him my name? But because he knew the answer. So, you know, when my book comes out, we'll
have you back. Can we have you? Will you come back? And because I really do want you back on the show.
And make sure that fellow that works with me on the show, I'll come back the night he's sober, because he seems like a good fellow. He really
Mark Winter, our producer. Be nice to the man. You know, you have offered a standing offer of $1
million
to anyone who can prove that. Right. So tell us what the deal is.
Electronic device and what. I'm very proud. My life's been like an adventure. If anyone has a chance, the Tom Hanks movie that came out 5 years ago, The Great Buck Howard, was written by a road manager of mine, and John Malkovich plays me in the movie. So every incident in that movie that happened on stage actually happened. So, and there's another movie coming out, a major motion picture. They haven't given the name yet, but they've just bought rights to a scene from my television appearances. It's going to go into the movie as part of the background.
Oh,
so go
really?
On my webpage, folks, and you can keep up
to
date.
Folks, it's really, really easy to find. It is Amazing Kreskin, and just go amazingkreskin.com. You're going to catch what he's doing. I also want you to please go to yourspca.org.
That's right.
Check out
That's
what
right.
you can do to participate in the Dog Biscuit Challenge. Bon appetit all, because yummy, yummy doggy biscuits, but that's okay. It's for a great cause. And I'm just going to ask you and put you on the spot. Can you make a prediction that when we have you back on the show, maybe we can show people that you are the great, amazing Kreskin?
We'll talk about that, but I'll tell you one thing. I want to warn the people who own the station.
Uh-oh.
If I ever get a chance to be there in person with you on the air, I may tell fully what's going on in your mind. Oh, my God, that's going to be a seat.
My mind is kind of, I have all those little cartoon bubbles in my head.
Oh,
so,
that's all right. That makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Well, and our producer just typed a little message to me saying, hey, I hardly ever drink.
You know, Arden, I got to say this in life, but we can't laugh at ourselves. If we have
right.
to be politically correct, that's a very sad commentary.
Well,
we got to laugh at ourselves.
I do think, I tell you, pets have taught me to have a good sense of humor. You're always going to have a little of their hair on your best outfits. I don't care. Step in dog doo doo.
My clothes are covered with their hair from the animals. I got to take I have to take a blue thing and clean them off, but that shows they've been with me, you know?
That's right. They are part of my family. I'm doing a salute to Chipper, Cleo, Casey, Murphy, Jeannie, and Maddie. How's that?
You got a room full there right now.
I do.
Wow.
And look how they know that the amazing Kreskin is right here, and they're all sitting there being very, very nice. I have two pets that teach pet first aid with me. I teach pet first aid.
Oh,
a real
wonderful.
Dog and a real cat, and they're both from the streets. And Chipper and Casey, the dog and cat, I got to tell you, if I can call you T.A. Kreskin, because we're kind of more personal.
Kreskin, you know? Just Kreskin.
Kresk. Kreskin and I, I am blessed every day that they work with kids at the SPCA here in Texas, or when I work with some seniors at the Allen Center and I teach classes, and they bring it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so blessed to have two animals that want the two-leggers to know what to do in a pet emergency and what not to do. And so that's when I'm not yapping on the radio, that's something I really am passionate about.
You realize how special certain of these animals have been to people who are suffering in hospitals and in clinics, and what they have added is unbelievable. It almost brings tears to your eyes.
Hey, folks, we're talking to, I am like doing a little Snoopy dance right here, the amazing Kreskin, and he's doing all he can to help raise good funds and good attention for the SPCA serving Erie County in New York and beyond. I want you to go check out his website. It's amazingkreskin.com, and please go to yoursPCA.org. You get lots more details. He predicts he will get Beth Stern and Justin Bieber to eat, nibble, swallow, enjoy dog biscuits on video to help this great cause. At this time, I also want to salute my surprisingly sober, according to the amazing producer, Mark Winter. He makes magic with this show and every show on the Pet Life Radio Network. I'm like ready to have a drink. Is it 5 o'clock? No, not yet. But until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.